Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Mombelan, Polokwane, 19, Johannesburg, 17. Die DA doen 'n beroep vir 'n gesamentlike parlementêre ondersoek tussen die portefeuljekomitees van polisie en justisie om beweringe van korrupsie en politieke inmenging in die strafregstelsel te ondersoek. Dit volg op die verdoemende beweringe deur KwaZulu-Natalse polisiekommissaris Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi waarby die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhunu regstreeks betrek word. Die DA sê 'n formele parlementêre ondersoek is noodsaaklik. Die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola sê intussen sekuriteitsmaatreëls is verskerp by Mkhwanazi se huis in Durban na doodsdreigemente.
Well, in terms of physical protection, you know that, as I said, he's been getting threats to his life in that province. We have beefed up his security, but he won't be persecuted. From my side, surely there will be no persecution of any member of South African Police Service, not only him.
Masemola het ook vanoggend Solomon Magato as waarnemende hoof van misdaadintelligensie aangekondig. Dit volg na die inhegtenisneming van afdelingshoof Tumisani Kumalo verlede maand.
Major General Magato is the current head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, also known as the Hawks in the Western Cape.
Die kruisondervraging van die Oos-Kaapse regter-president Salbe Mbrenge duur vandag voort, dit te midde van beweringe van seksuele wangedrag teen hom. Anasasi Magobo berig.
He told the tribunal he approached Mengo as a social being, not in his capacity as the province top judge.
I don't want to enter into a debate with you, counsel, and with her. That is a matter for argument. The matter of, in the first place, whether her evidence is anything to go by and whether any weight should be attached to whatever she said.
Pressed on whether he recognized a power imbalance, Mbenenge maintained that the exchange were casual and consensual. Anastasi Mkhobo, Jacaranda FM News in Sandton.
Nog nie sê die buiteland die burgerlike verdedigingsagentskap van Gaza sê 20 mense, insluitend 6 kinders, is dood in 2 Israelse lugaanvalle. Die Israelse weermag stel ondersoek in. Die aanval het plaasgevind nadat die Israelse eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu en die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump in Washington gepraat het oor die deurlopende veldtog om Hamas in Gaza te verslaan. En Christian Horner is met onmiddellik effek as uitvoerende hoof van die Red Bull Formule 1 span verwyder. Horner was aan die stuur van die span vir sy hele 20 jaar bestaan. Hy is deur Red Bull se bestuur vervang met spanhoof Lant Mekkies. Ek is Shanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1 uur.
That lady that brought the charges against him that were then dismissed after the internal inquiry, she must be going, well, yay, shame, man. Yeah, Red Bull, Christian Horner, tot ziens, Mr. Ginger Spice.
Today's big news.
Oh, yeah. No, today's big news is what the... Okay, look, the police. Ay, crime intel. Oh, what? Well, if you want to get everybody's faith, well, it's time for that broom. Yeah, bring him here some. The incredible story about the homeless guy at the rugby.
Yes.
I just cannot get over this. I don't know if you know the story, folks, but I mean, here's what happened, right? So, we're playing at Cape Town Stadium. One of the guys has got a spare ticket, and he sees this homeless guy, and the homeless guy starts chatting to him, and they get this lekker gesprek going, and they're chatting away, and he says, listen, you sound like you know your rugby, and he's obviously a kenner, I can't say story, or Ali Spielers, and Ivestre, and you know, so he says, okay, I'll tell you what, come with me. And he takes him in, and they sit there, and there's photos, and there's like a little caliente. It was certainly no publicity, and look, I'm a good Samaritan vibe. It was just a guy doing his thing. Then the family of that homeless guy, who are based in Port Elizabeth,